Welcome back here to X's and Bros. Hour number three officially underway all across the great state of Michigan from Traverse City all the way down to Toledo. Good morning to our friends in Northwest Ohio as well. Danny Cahalan, Ryan Elke in the studio. I'm Anthony Bellino. Time now to welcome in Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. You can find Lee on Twitter at Paramount Sports and his website, ParamountSports.com, or call 1-800-497-41 and win big today. Time for our Paramount Picks. Lee, good Thursday morning to you, my friend. I hope your picks are good this week, because let me tell you, last week, Lee, I couldn't pick my nose. I was in big time trouble.
And then you could be the Detroit Lions too. So things can always get worse. You have to.
I took the Lions, Lee. I took them last week.
Why? Are you a glutton for punishment?
I'm a homer.
Okay. And you're going to take them again this week?
Well, yeah, I'm a team employee. Of course I'm taking it. I got to ride with my guys. This is our time to shine. We're going to Lambeau. We're going to shock the world, Lee.
Okay. All right. So how much time was left when they went for that 55-yard field goal? Do you remember exactly?
Off the top of my head, I want to say, was it 4 minutes and change, Dan?
Yeah.
Right about, maybe?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. I as soon as I saw they were going for the field goal, okay, if it's a 40, 45-yard, but 55 yards, your chances have to be 25, 30% at best to make the field goal. And it's bad enough when you have player fail, you know, like the second to last play when, you know, Swift drops the ball. But when the coaches fail on his team, this team is done. I mean, mentally, and now you got injuries. You know, when teams start losing, that's when the injuries come. I've never heard of a team have six guys questionable with hamstrings.
Yeah, the soft tissue thing is almost it. It's a debacle, right? I mean, it's preposterous.
Can you wait until they're like, if they're like 2-8 at some point, you're going to see the same things. Guys just begging off faking injuries totally. So just everything's going wrong. Even the training staff. I mean, if you got six hamstring injuries, you're obviously not stretching correctly. So it was, I didn't even have the game and I felt terrible. So.
Oh. Lee, you should have seen us in there watching that game at Ford Field. I mean, it was like a collective, like, oh my God, when the pass was dropped. And hey, are you telling me, Lee, after week one of this season that we're done? It's toast? Finito?
That's it. It's over. I mean, they just keep inventing ways to lose.
You're breaking my heart, Lee. You're breaking my heart. Well, Detroit is on your list of things to do this week, so we'll get to that game. But first, let's kick things off in the college football realm. Number 17, the U, taking on number 18, Louisville. This one is at Cardinal Stadium at Louisville, Kentucky. And right now, the Cardinals are a two-point favorite. Who do you like in that matchup?
Okay, so I think Miami's more talented, and I think they plugged two of their three biggest holes, which were quarterback, Derek King. If you watch him, he looked really good last week against UAB. Kicker. Their kicking game blew three games last year. We're not talking about long fields. We're talking about like 20, 23, 26-yard field goals and extra points. So they have that shored up. They got the kicker, the transfer, grad transfer from FIU. But their offensive line is still poor, and they only have five cornerbacks on the roster. Two are true freshmen, and one of the starting cornerbacks, he couldn't find the ball if you were, you know, playing badminton. The guy just can't locate the ball in the air. So I just think that Louisville's ready for this game. They got blown out last year at Miami. It was their worst game of the year. Their quarterback, Cunningham, got hurt in the game. So did Becton, the star offensive lineman. Scott Satterfield doing a great job. 17-8-1 against the spread since the start of the 2018 season. Game day will be there. No fans will be there. But in a barn burner, I like Louisville, 42-38.
Louisville, 42-38. All right, I wrote that one down. Now over to the NFL side of things. Seattle and New England, the Seahawks. Boy, did they look strong in week number one. New England, a lot of run game with that that new quarterback in Cam Newton there in Bill Belichick's offense. What do you make of this Seattle-New England matchup here?
Well, I give Bill Belichick and his staff a lot of credit. They had heard in the offseason they were going to win 4, 5, 6 games. You know, woe is me. What did they do? They put together a great game plan. They did the run-pass option with Cam Newton, and he looked great. I mean, can he hold up for the season? Probably not. But, you know, for one game and maybe for half the season, he might be able to do it. Great game planning. They stopped the run in Miami, forced a team with Ryan Fitzpatrick, who, you know, can be hot some games, other games like that game, three interceptions. He just doesn't have it. Now you got to face Russell Wilson. They did not fare well, New England did, against mobile quarterbacks. So you have one of the most mobile quarterbacks other than Jackson for Baltimore, and they're finally getting it together and playing smart instead of trying to use the run to set up the pass or using the pass to set up the run. I like Seattle here. I think they win this game here 31-17.
All right, 31-17. That should cover the four-point spread. By the way, that is the Sunday night football game, 8:20 kickoff on NBC at CenturyLink Field. Let's go back in time a little bit. We'll get to one of the earlier kickoffs between the Colts and the Vikings, a game that Lions fans are going to want to keep their eyes on. 1 o'clock on Fox at Lucas Oil. Right now, Indy a three-point favorite at home. Neither one of these teams looked like anything to write home about after week number one, Lee.
No, they didn't, but I have a feeling that Indianapolis is going to improve a lot from week one to week two. That's where you see the most gains. And, you know, these teams didn't have a preseason game, so the timing was off. But I expect Phillip Rivers to follow Aaron Rodgers' lead here last Sunday and pick apart Minnesota's top three cornerbacks who are 23 years old or younger. He's got an elite offensive line to protect him here. And the Vikings also, their pass rush last year, which was good with Everson Griffin and Danielle Hunter, he's on the mend. Griffin's gone, and he went to Dallas, and Hunter on the mend with a neck injury. I think Indy puts it all together 28-20.
Then to our big game, Lions-Packers at Lambeau Field. Green Bay right now a six-point favorite at home. Aaron Rodgers looked absolutely terrified with his favorite target out there, Deontay Adams. I mean, they were just on a roll.
Yeah, they were, and you just got to think that this guy's going to keep it up. He's got something to prove after they drafted a quarterback in the first round. He'll probably, just despite them, play five more years and be an all-pro all 5 years. I mean, 32 for 44 for 364 and four touchdowns, no picks. They put up 522 total yards in that game. Now, they do have some concerns on the offensive line. I'm going to wait until I see the injury report, see when that comes out tomorrow, but the Lions haven't won a division title since 93. Only Cleveland has had a longer drought than that. So, I mean, this is a team that just mentally I just don't think has it. I think the talent has been upgraded, but you're going against maybe one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time here. And this team's, like I said, they're on a mission. I like Green Bay here, 34-17.
You like Green Bay 34-17. That would definitely cover the 6 points there. Your game of the week is Chicago and New York, a 1 o'clock kickoff that's actually going to be aired on CBS at Soldier Field. And Lee, I know that you got to call 1-800-497-41 for that pick right there. But that New York Chicago game to me is a microcosm of how difficult it is to bet in the National Football League. Like, betting on football has to be one of the most challenging things you could ever try to imagine doing, because any given Sunday, anybody can beat anybody, or at least cover.
Well, and also remember, the talent is closer together. You're not talking about Alabama playing Troy. You know, you're not going to see many 56-7 scores. So when most games are decided by one score, one great play, or one bad call, that's the difference. So, you know, you have to dig a little bit harder. You have to do your homework. You have to study the injury reports, which come out on Friday. I never make a final decision on what I'm going to give out until Friday, and then I even wait until Sunday morning to release games. So if they want to get involved, how about this? You can get the free game, Chicago and the Giants, on me. Also throw in, I've got a total tonight on this Cincy and Cleveland game. I'll give them that game, both games for free. Just call 800-400-9741 right now. I'll give you both games on me. And we won week one, we won last week, and I rate my games from 10 to 50 units. I have my first 40 to 50 unit selection of the year. And how good are we on these games? Over 75% over the last 12 years. Spotted a college game where there's a total mismatch. You want to get it, go to ParamountSports.com. 2 weeks of games, you're going to get 10 to 12 games each week. Just $297, 2 weeks, $297, ParamountSports.com, or call 800-400-9741.
He's Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. Lee, my friend, as always, thank you so much for the time this morning, my man. Have a great rest of your week, and have a great weekend of football. Thank you.
You too. See ya.
There he goes. And find him on Twitter at Paramount Sports, ParamountSports.com. We're going to step aside. We're back with more of X's and Bros. We've got plenty more to get to, just getting started in this third hour, as we are going to talk about the Big Ten subcommittee guidelines for their return. Jay Layman will join us on that, plus the U.S. Open's going on. All that and more here on X's and Bros.
Summer might be coming to an end, but the savings aren't. Here are just a few of the deals that you can find at your local Meijer. 6-ounce containers of fresh raspberries are only 4 for $5. And select hand sanitizers are buy one, get one 40% off. Plus, Meijer any way you want with home delivery, pickup, and more. Get $15 off your first order of $50 or more on Meijer.com. Find all the things you love for all the people you love, all in one place. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
Huge here for my friends at DraftKings. Now it's week two of all the football action, and DraftKings is ready to make it rain. Man, it was crazy during week one. Millions was paid out, and you know there's no better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports. And to add to the week two excitement, DraftKings has millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs. Now, if you haven't tried DraftKings yet, head to the App Store now. Download that DraftKings app and use promo code HUGE, and for a limited time, new users can get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes during week two. Don't miss out on the week two action. Make it rain. Enter code HUGE to get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes with your first deposit. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
These days, we're all looking for ways to keep our families safe and our homes free of bacteria and viruses. To help in these uncertain times, your local Rood dealer is offering a free healthy home analysis. They'll inspect your current system and make sure it's keeping you and your family safe from airborne contaminants. Visit Rood.com. That's R-U-U-D.com to find a dealer near you and to schedule your free healthy home analysis. Breathe easy and breathe healthy. Rely on Rood.
Sir Purr.
Wow.
You call him that?
Yeah, that's his name. Bro.
So you be like, what's up, Sir Purr?
That's all happening on the Carolina Panthers side.
I'm like, what's up, Sir Purr? I don't know about you guys.
What's that bear doing? You play for the Panthers, bro. What do you mean? It's a mascot with a Panthers jersey on. What's that bear doing? Oh, no, that's Sir Purr. Who? Sir Purr? Yeah, Sir Purr. That's what you call him? You be like, what's up, Sir Purr? Hilarious. Love those guys. Welcome back here. Hour number three of X's and Bros, and there's a lot going on all across this program here on the Michigan Sports Network. So no matter where you are joining us from, it, we appreciate you no matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening. Obviously, we appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning from 6 until 9. And it is very, very interesting what is taking place here. The Big Ten is back. We are going to be playing football. It's going to take a little bit of time to get to football. Here's the voice of Christine Brennan, who talked to a local news reporter at Jordan Strack, the two of them. Christine is a Toledo native, so Strack caught up with her, and here's what she told him in regards to her column in the USA Today, which she said this is the darkest day in Big Ten sports history. Listen to this.
This is a terrible dark day for the Big Ten. The Big Ten has always, always, always set itself up as something different. It has said the academic achievements, those Great Lakes values. You know, how many zillions of conversations have you been in? And all of the people watching and listening, where someone said, oh, thank goodness, we're not the SEC. No, we're not the Big 12. We care about our internationally ranked research institutions. We care about academics. We treat our student athletes as students. All that's gone today.
Okay, so I'm triggered right now. Because look, Christine, the Big Ten is an athletic conference. Without athletics, there's nothing that ties these universities together. What do you mean? We care about our research. Whatever. Okay, yeah, the individual schools do. The Big Ten is an athletic conference. They care about athletics.
All that is gone. The Big Ten is just like the ACC. The football team is getting special treatment, and these students who are spending all this money are not. And I think that is the issue, and that's why I'm pointing it out. It is not the football team is getting, and all the football players around the Big Ten, all 14 schools, are getting preferential treatment because they're football players.
Okay, so they're all getting preferential treatment because they're football players. There are football players that are getting preferential treatment in the Big Ten, which is an athletic conference that allows opportunity to play intercollegiate athletics and makes a ton of money doing so. I mean, I'm flabbergasted how we're even connecting these dots together. You mean to tell me the football players get preferential treatment? When does that start? Grade school, junior high, into high school? High school into college, college into professional. You mean to tell me that they're a student walking around campus that actually has a value gets preferential treatment? That along with his scholarship and the expectations of him or her to, quote unquote, go to work, I'll reference it like that, to film, to lifting, to practice, to games, the responsibility that they must uphold on the academic side to stay eligible to play on the athletic side. You mean to tell me that person is going to get preferential treatment? The kid walking around on campus who might be a starter on a team that might generate $30 million, you mean to tell me that that person is going to get, well, color me. Are you kidding me? Are you for cereal right now, Christine? I thought we were separating politics and sports. Why is she even commenting on this? One of the worst takes in hot take history, which is a relatively new term, hot take. But I don't understand exactly how this, the darkest day in Big Ten sports history. They're just like the SEC, the ACC, the Big 12. Hey, Christine, we care about college football and college basketball. That's it. Last time I checked, nobody cared if Dylan McCaffrey went to class yesterday. You know what they care about today? The fact that he's opting out and is going to seek a transfer. That's what they care about, Christine. Period. Nobody cares if Imani Bates has a 3.0 or a 4.0 or a 2.5. Is he eligible to play? Where is he going to play his college basketball at? Is he going to go to Michigan State? Sweet.
It's already decided.
Don't. Are we going to be following him up and down the Red Cedar to figure out what classes he's going to be going to? Do we care if he gets that paper done? Or if he gets an A on it or a C on it? Is he eligible to play? Check the box. Yes. Does he play well? Check the box. More than likely. That's all we care about. Christine. World-class academic institutions. Yeah. Sure, we'll pound our chest when Michigan's ranked the number one public university in the world. Of course. Great. But sorry, I missed the opportunity to check out the debates. Or the and the robotics team is awesome as well. But I don't see that on television. I was not drawn to the University of Michigan as a young person because of the robotics team or the Ross School of Business. I was drawn to the University of Michigan, to the maize and blue, to that winged helmet as a child because I watched the football team on national television as a child. That is why. I don't, like, the whole thing is mind-blowing to me. I told you I'd be triggered. But I don't, and I'm only addressing this because I've seen it floating around. And it's like, okay, great. Like, congratulations. The darkest day in Big Ten history. That's your opinion that we, frankly, I feel like I just kind of aired that opinion out. We don't care. Like, there's no difference in her saying this is the darkest day in Big Ten history. There's no difference in her saying that and someone coming up to me going, I'm never watching NFL football again. Don't watch it. We're moving on. Week two is here, baby. Show goes on. We're not leaving. It's the Wolf of Wall Street right here. Everybody.
I thought you were going to get into it. I was like, oh, here we go.
And let's not excuse the fact that
I'm very disappointed. Neither of you hopped in on that, by the way, just now.
Well, we're not leaving.
I ain't going anywhere. But like, there was a guy saying that him supporting this was his D-Day, his SEAL Team 6, and that wasn't even the worst take compared to what she said, saying this is the darkest day in Big Ten history, as if four schools in the last decade haven't been investigated for sexual assault cases by members of the athletic department. So we'll call this the darkest day in Big Ten history, as if that means absolutely nothing.
You know, and I saw the guy who said that his comment, you sent it to me, I immediately went to it. I was really hoping that we were going to be able to engage in some sort of fisticuffs via Twitter. But that unfortunately did not happen. But Dave Hookstead tweeted this: I've spent the last 188 days fighting to save Big Ten football. Today we accomplished the mission. Much like Osama bin Laden raid or D-Day, you never know when your number will be called to serve. All you hope for is to execute your job and the mission. And we did just that. And I can't even...
Thank you for your service.
You guys want to believe he's joking, right?
Yeah, that's why I said he's not.
I thought, and I was like, there's no way, like, you wouldn't even joke about that. Because I went through his timeline a little bit, and I'm like, no, this guy's an idiot. I would love to have him on the show if you can get him on the show, and I would love to be able to have that discussion.
Hey, Dave, you're an idiot. Come on the show. Thanks.
Oh, Dave, this is the worst take in sports history. Would you like to discuss your stupidity and or apologize? Because there is nothing, not a single thing, that some reporter or some college football player is going through at any point in their life that is anything even near the realm in the same stratosphere as what those young men did hopping on those boats heading into northern France. Like, it's completely incomprehensible how someone could tweet something that stupid. By the way, Frank Bellino, great Uncle Frank, two-time Purple Heart recipient, hit on that beach. We'll be back with more of X's and Bros. We're going to hop back into this discussion. Jay Layman, Big Ten Network, he's going to join us next here on the Michigan Sports Network.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more at your Auto Value Heart Store, where service is the difference. We get it.
Save this month on all sizes of ANCO contour wiper blades, just $10.99 each. And Gunk Engine Bright Cleaner Degreaser is only $4.99. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and get 15% off orders of $75 or more with coupon code CURBSIDE15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. A new day full of action and excitement. Come to Soaring Eagle. Indulge to your heart's content. It's a day for winning, for world-class fun and food. Yes, it's a grand, spectacular day to get away. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com.
Summer might be coming to an end, but the savings aren't. Here are just a few of the deals that you can find at your local Meijer. 6-ounce containers of fresh raspberries are only $4 for $5. And select hand sanitizers are buy one, get one 40% off. Plus, Meijer any way you want with home delivery, pickup, and more. Get $15 off your first order of $50 or more on Meijer.com. Find all the things you love for all the people you love all in one place. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
Do you think you're better than me at picking pro football games? Would you like to win $1,000 in cash from Tom Rosenbach and his team at Bean Garter? Well, make sure you play Beat Huge every week for free at thehugeshow.net. The Thursday night game is always a freebie. You have until Sunday at noon to play every week for free at thehugeshow.net. The more weeks you beat me, the more chances you'll have to win that $1,000 from Tom Rosenbach and Bean Garter. Play every week for free at thehugeshow.net.